Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, this week's fishing has been much like the weather, where some days it was amazing, spectacular, beautiful, gorgeous, and some days, well, it's just been pretty damp and, well, yeah, unpleasant. Now, there are certain areas where it was an absolute fire, and we're going to get into all of that. And we're also going to tell you about the areas where you can pretty much expect more specific species. But before we get into this week's show, the highlight of this week has got to be the annual Kingfisher clearance sale. Now, I'm going to tell you all about this. This is where you can get all that soiled trade show stock, some discounts on samples, the second hands, the repairs, the end of range items. Guys, it is a clearance that they have once a year, and it is definitely worth going and taking advantage of. Now, this is only at the Hunter Street branch, but the sale runs from Thursday the 7th from 8 to 5. It's on Friday the 8th from 8 to 5. And Saturday the 9th from 8 till 1, and even on Sunday from 8 till 1 p.m. And guys, trust me, you will find masses of rods, reels, and terminal tackle. So take full advantage of that. And if you cannot make it to just the Hunter Street branch, well, these are the stores where you can get the rest of the tackle from.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, like I said, go and take full advantage of their clearance stuff. Now, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast, as we usually do with our South Coast guru, Adam, who sent me some really amazing catches. And yeah, you know what? Check those catches out on our Angler News WhatsApp channel. That's where we update in the latest news. And something different that I've been doing with the shows, as I get the reports, I am publishing it raw, uncut. So if you want even quicker, more effective news, well, guys, check out the Angler News WhatsApp channel. Now, here is Adam with this week's fishing report off the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow fisher folk. See, I changed it up there because it's December, Vinesh. I can't believe it's December. There's definitely excitement in the air, the smell of sunscreen. Well, not the last few days, because obviously a bit of rain, a bit of cold snap, but it's definitely December. The year's gone by so quick. Can you believe it? I mean, oh my hat. You know, so we've all been through a lot the last year, whether good or bad, you know, collectively as a South African nation and or just individually. But guys, it is December. It's time to be thankful. It's time to be grateful. It is the end of the year. And we're all just getting older, Vinesh. But yeah, look, it definitely is good. It's December. So no complaints from anybody. Okay, just only happy vibes, positive vibes. Was that December? We are almost in the middle of it. So it's definitely getting there. There's going to be more and more holiday makers coming down. You know, the roads are going to start getting jammed. And just to the locals on the South Coast, guys, be patient, be polite. There is a bit of roadworks going on. So you're just going to have to expect a bit of a delay, which we used to. I mean, it's South Coast, Slow Coast, Natal Pension Society, NPS. I don't know. But no, definitely. I really can't believe the year's gone by so fast. So I really hope everyone has an awesome December. I hope everyone is safe out there. And just remember, please, guys, your fishing permits, you know, DAF or DEF or whatever you want to call them, the Parkies, Ezimvela, whatever it is, they are definitely down and out and about. They are checking. They are looking at gas permits. So please make sure you do have those on you. Now, let's go straight into the fishing, Vinesh, because that is what we're here for at the end of the day. So moving firstly into the freshwater side of things, again, just something a bit different. The bass have definitely been on the bite on the Lower South Coast, with majority of our dams producing seriously big lumps of bass. You know, 2 kilos, kilo and a half, definitely been the catch of the day. A lot of guys getting some really, really good bass. We've also had carp being on the bite as well, with Hugo getting himself a nice carp and Brendan Kohler and Fritz getting some beautiful bass recently. Now, moving over to the saltwater side of things, which majority of us fish for. Rochelle in the ocean with some cob, Pete and Kurbis with some kingies spinning, and we've also had some cob, Garrick, and sharks off Margate Pier. We've got Jock with a yellowtail, so well done there, and Sherwin with the shark at Sandspit. So that purple patch definitely does continue down on the south. The only thing really missing at this stage, Vinesh, is the shad. There have been a few, but few and far between, unfortunately. Definitely not the start to the season we had hoped for, but alas, it is still definitely early days. So there is still fish down here, whether it be a non-ed or an edible fish. Things are still happening. It's just not as thick and wild as it was previous. And I kind of suspect we've had a bit of, you know, weather changes. The pressure's been picking up and dropping off pretty quick. And of course, the water temperature is still sitting pretty high, I must say. So there's a few factors to put into that, why the fish have sort of been there but not wild as they were last week. But it doesn't matter. I know for a fact that if you go down to the beach, you put a bait in the water, whether it be whatever bait you can think of, even a chicken liver, you know, you're definitely going to get a pull. So yeah, don't be despondent. It might not be the thing you were hoping for, but it's going to be a pull. And a pull is a pull, as we always know, because that is the point of fishing, is to catch something. And you will catch something, I guarantee you. And Vinesh, if you even catch seaweed, it's still catching something. So, it's still catching something. But so there is definitely fish on the south coast. Now, going over to the weather just quickly. Friday morning, a bit of a northeastern into an easter from midday, blowing 10 to 20 k's per hour. Saturday, the winds change a southwest for the whole day into Sunday afternoon, where it turns to a predominant south wind. From 18 k's gusting Saturday afternoon to around 30 k's. It does drop slightly on Sunday. But that being said, majority of the swell period will be around 8 seconds with around a 2 meter swell. Now, going back to the water temperature, it does hover at around 21 to 23 degrees for most of the weekend. So it's fairly warm. So definitely good for a swim for those holiday makers, all the locals that want to hit the beaches. Maybe just put the rods down, spend a bit of family time, and jump in the water and swim with the fish for a change. And no, I don't mean wading, I mean actually swim. So yes, Vinesh, it's definitely shaping up to be an awesome sort of December time. I know it's going to be good. So guys, there is definitely, fish out there. So to all the locals and the holiday makers alike, there is hope yet for some good fishing. Just keep throwing, guys. But otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, let's see those catches. And remember your sunscreen. Hopefully we have good weather. But yeah, Vinesh, take care and everyone have a good one.
Thank you, Adam. What a legendary report, my friend. Yes, I also cannot believe how fast this year has gone. It's like 2 weeks before Christmas. Can you believe it? Wow, absolutely amazing. Yeah, and you guaranteed me I'm going to get fish? Well, I am heading down to the South Coast next week. I will be covering the Ramsgate Ski Boat Competition. And I'm going to be staying there all weekend, and I am going to hold your words to that, Adam. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for the encouragement. And guys, like Adam was saying, make sure you got those fishing permits. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach and Manson Toti. We are with Gary with this week's fishing report.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from Lower Beach. So good morning to you all. I'm getting ready to go down here. There have been some shad around the rocks, and sort of a lot of those sort of just size ones. Smaller fish, in other words. A small fish is tasty fish, people say. Along the beach, it was very unsettled. Haven't really heard of anything coming out at all with that unsettled sea, but it looked like the sea was going to sleep last night when I had a look. So hopefully there will be a chance of something today. It's going to keep going. Other than the shad around the rocks, a couple of days I've had good catches, but most of the days it's sort of, a dozen or two here and there. Until next week then, chaps, tight line.
Thank you, Gary. Now, guys, I did get a message from Gary this afternoon saying the shad are coming out on the rocks and they're all about 3 kilos plus. So, if you're looking for that big shad, I know during the course of the week they were just making size. Now they are a lot more bigger. But, guys, when you are out there, please respect that bag and size limits. So let's get into Durban, where things are looking absolutely fantastic, spectacular, amazing, beautiful. There has been bite, although it has been on and off, but when they were there, boy, were they there. And another good report followed by Brad Krubler. So guys, this is your Durban report.
How's it, guys? Yes, the bite has been lovely again the last week. Not as wild as it was the week before, but the guys are still getting some lovely fish. The grey sharks seem to have come more into the bite. Still a few sandies, diamonds, things like that around on the beaches. But yeah, the guys are getting good bite. Stumpies, I've seen some beautiful pictures of stumpies. A couple of big shads still around. Grunters are still trying. So yeah, there is bite on the beaches. It is not as prolific, so if you find a nice working bank, a nice rip to fish in, yeah, you're in the game. The ski boaters and paddle ski guys, some lovely snook and cooter, things I get. A good couple of tunny being caught. The paddle skier is getting most of the snook in that. Some big snook too. I saw a picture of one that must have been over 9 kilos. So yes, yeah, some lovely fish, game fish coming out. On the bottoms, oaks are still getting keelback, Cape Yellowtail, doggers, rock codger, slingers, things I get. So ski boaters are still having a good amount of fun. In the bay, grunters, and more grunters. Grunters are still trying. The snapper salmon and that have come back, so the oaks are getting quite a few of those now. Kingies are quieting down a bit with the springer, but it's mainly a lot of juvenile grunters being caught. Yeah, a lot of them undersized, being released nicely. It's good to see. But there are a couple of big ones in between. Guys, go out, have some fun and enjoy. Thanks.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, things are starting to look better, especially on the game fish. We managed to get a couple more Dorado during the week. The water is warming up, especially out in the deep. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, it's been a pretty good week. We've had some really good catches. Nice slingers, soldiers, and some really nice rock hards. One or two amberjacks, yellowtail, Cape Yellowtail in between. Yeah, so guys, things are definitely looking up for the season. So guys, yeah, tight lines, and speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I am so glad I'm a Durbanite. That fish is here. It's been here for the last couple weeks. It's going to be here until Christmas, guys. The season is the season to be merry. It's going to be absolutely amazing. The Dorado is out and about. The Keelback is out and about. The bottom fishing is fantastic. The shad fishing is fantastic. The inedibles are fantastic. It is, yes, fantastic. So guys, that is our Durban report. Now let's move on up to the North Coast, where unfortunately I couldn't get Jesse this week. Guys, he has been busy. He is in Belito, he's in Salt Rock. It is that busy town at this time of the year. And yeah, but he did give me we did have a brief chat, put it that way. And he did tell me that there are inedibles around, lots of inedibles. So if you're looking for honeycombs, flatfish, you know, the brown skates, the blue skates, the sand sharks, well, the North Coast is definitely the area to be. Now, this is the report of the North Coast all the way from Belito right up to St. Lucia, because I was chatting to guys along the coastline. And this was Subika from Daguza, who's given me the report of Tugela and Tinley Manor, Blightdale, all those areas. And I spoke to Boise, who told me about Richards Bay and St. Lucia. So guys, like I said, it's inedible action. It's an inedible fest. Oh yes, also from Nick, there has been diamonds in the river, there has been honeycombs in the river, and of course river snapper, that's expected at this time of the year. So yeah, apart from that, inedibles and the odd shad that's been coming out in between, a couple bronze bream down in the Belito area, there hasn't been too much fireworks, unless you are chasing that flatfish. So guys, that is our saltwater report. Now moving on up to the Midlands, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and this is his report of some cracking bass, as well as that trout, barbel and carp off his area.
Hey there, guys. So a couple of blistering days we had again this last week. This time followed by some late afternoon thunderstorms, which brought some welcome relief and dampened things down a bit. Rainfall reports show anything from a couple of millimeters all the way through to two instances of 35 to 40 mils. So while the rain is most welcome, I suppose the downside is that it can bring the rivers up. A single return from a Natal Flyfishers Club scaly angler reported that the NFFC beat on the Umkomaas River was fast and brown and put pay to his day's fishing. On the trout side, the Bushmans and the Moy Rivers have received attention from the NFFC River anglers this week. Water temperatures were reported as sitting at between 18 and 19 degrees respectively. The fish from the Moira return were penned in at 7 to 9 inches, that is 18 to 23 centimeters, while the fish from the Bushman's River return came in at 13 to 15 inches, that is 33 to 38 centimeters, and 15 to 17 inches, or 38 to 43 centimeter brackets. The Bushman's return also noted, quote unquote, lovely conditions, fish holding in the deeper water with smaller fish visible in the shallows. Sounds like a great day out and time to get onto the rivers. There have been some good numbers of fish reported from the NFFC still orders this past week. Fish mainly in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, but also some better specimens in the 17 to 19 inch, or 43 to 48 centimeters, and even in the 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter classes. No mention of water temperatures, but presumably sitting in the upper teens, and hopefully having come down a couple of degrees from the recent rains. Anglers also once again recommended to carry a thermometer and to call it a day when temperatures get over the 20 degree mark. With the waters warming, Albert Falls and Midmore Dams are reportedly fishing well, with some good fish coming to hand in the 2 to 3 kilo range. The fly anglers did well at Albert Falls on the weekend, bagging three species, namely bass, barbel and carp. The private farm dams also fishing well, with bluegill and bass coming to hand. We reported a couple of weeks back that local PMB angler Mike Skeppers bagged his personal best fish of 5.1 kilos at Midmar, and then went on to eclipse it this past weekend with a 5.4 kilogram fish from a private water. Well, congratulations Mike, that is a damn fine fish. The Midlands Bassmasters held their club in-house event at Albert Falls on the weekend, a great turnout with 26 anglers, including 6 juniors, with some excellent fish coming out. Tim Probert took top honours with a 3-fish bag of 6.785 kilos and also the bigger fish of 3.3 kilos. In the juniors, Jacques Bradford took the win with 3-fish bag, pulling the scale to 5.805 kilos. Congrats to all the anglers that took part. No more news on the Albert Falls hippo, other than that there was another close call in this past week where the hippo surfaced very close to our boat. It was reported that luckily the anchor was up and the anglers got the boat engine going in record time and managed to get out of the way of the approaching hippo. This last weekend also saw the Compete Fly Fisherman magazine host their annual Yellowfish Experience at Sterkfontein Dam. Conditions were reportedly the best seen for this event, with full sunny days and little to no wind, and some excellent fish coming to hand. Guys, when Sterkies behaves, it really is one of the top fly fishing venues in the country and world class. So get up there and do make a pig of yourselves. Guys, tight lines everyone, and do pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a great report off the Midlands. Guys, like we were saying, if the beaches are going to be too busy, well, go and head to your nearest dam. That fish is coming out. I mean, how's that? Mike Skeppers gets his personal best and then a couple weeks later breaks that personal best again. Two of those massive fish, 5.4 kilos. I mean, that is a huge fish. Now go and check that out on our Angler News WhatsApp channel. That's where all this footage is sitting on right now. So guys, that is our KZN fishing report for this week. It is, like I said, certain areas are absolutely smoking, and then there are those areas where it's just more specific species. But nevertheless, like Adam was saying, you will get a pull, and that is what it's about. Now, if you are going to find this weekend being a bit wet and you are in Durban, or you're willing to take a drive to Durban if you're from slightly out of town, guys, the Angling Expo is on. We are going to be there. Come over, get a selfie, tell us how we're doing about the show. And yeah, you know what? It's going to be a meet and greet. All the media boys are going to be out there. All the guys you follow are going to be out there. It's going to be an absolute joll. And yeah, we'll love to see you. So make sure to come and say how's it to us. So until next week, guys, this is the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am Vanessa Green. When you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limit, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.